This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 7 and 8, covering Her House is the Way to Sheol, Wisdom's Call, Granting an Inheritance, The Lord Possessed Me, and Favor from the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
A reading from 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel. And she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord, "Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you Naaman, my servant, that you may cure him of his leprosy." And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it?" Has he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and he came and stood before him. And he said, "Behold, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that we are to live in both faith and love. He tells us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, that is to live in faith, believing in him, receiving his good gifts, living in faith. And then also to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Who here in our passage from 2 Kings chapter 5 lives in both faith and love? We'll see that in two characters, the girl and the king of Israel, we will see here an example of faith and love in the little girl, and a lack of faith and a lack of love in the king of Israel, one whom we would expect to have both faith and love. First, let's look at the little girl. The little girl, we are told, is actually an Israelite, but she has been carried off to the land of Syria. And she's been carried off in some of the raids that evidently have been carried out against the land of Israel. And she has been then taken from her home, from her parents, probably from her siblings. Her entire life has been changed because of the military might of Syria. And the leader, the commander of the army of Syria, is Naaman. And she ends up going to work in his home. Now, after all of that, she could be angry. She could be angry at God and say, "God, why did you allow this to happen? Why did you permit me, one of your people, to be carried off by these unbelievers into the land of Syria to live in a different home?" She could have been angry at God, doubted his promises, and said, "God is not going to take care of me. He is not going to provide for me. He doesn't love me." And furthermore, she could have been mad at Naaman, her master. And she could have believed that when she saw that he had leprosy, that he's getting what he deserved. "I don't want to help him. He has done harm to me and to my family. I could have been living a totally different life. I could have been cared for by my family, lived and grown up with them, and I could have had freedom to do something else. But now I'm in someone else's home, living as a servant, perhaps you could even call her a slave, for some other family in some other land, speaking some other language with some other culture." But is this her response? Is she angry at God and angry at the person with whom she lives? No. She lives in faith toward God. She believes that the Lord, who allowed this to happen, is capable of working through the prophet in Israel, working through him to heal this man, this Naaman, her master, of leprosy. So she believes in the promises of God. She is living in faith. She does not doubt that God has the power to heal, and she does not doubt that God even has the desire to heal. but she also lives in love toward her neighbor. She wants Naaman to be served. She wants him to receive the love of God, the care that he has to offer. She could have held a grudge against him, but instead she wants him to be helped. She desires good things for him. And so she tells her mistress that he should go to see the prophet in Israel. And Naaman believes the word of this little girl who is seeking his good. The other interesting thing about this is that the little girl could probably have struck a deal here and said, you know, if you give me my freedom, if you take me back to Israel, I'll bring you to the prophet who can give you healing. And maybe she did, and it wouldn't have been wrong for her to ask this, but in the text, we don't see her saying anything about herself. She is concerned only, the only words we get from her are words of love and concern for her master, one whom she could have counted as her enemy. She isn't thinking about herself, she is thinking about someone else. And then Naaman goes to the king of Israel. And here we have a different story. Here we do not see faith and love. From someone who is probably living in luxury, he has power, he has authority, and he has also, or should have, access to the Word of God. But when Naaman comes to the king of Israel and relays the message from the king of Syria, requesting that he be healed of his leprosy, the king of Israel does not turn in faith toward God. He tears his clothes, not in repentance, not to cry out to the Lord for help, but in despair. Says, am I God to kill and to make alive? So he does not respond in faith, believing the promises of God and believing that the Lord, the God of Israel, who brought his people out of Egypt and did wonders and miracles, who even gave to Moses the sign that he was to show before Pharaoh, that he could stick his hand in his cloak and it could come out leprous, and then stick his hand in again and it comes out clean. He could have remembered this account and remembered that this same God who did these signs and wonders can also heal this Naaman of leprosy. But he doesn't respond in faith. He doesn't call on the name of the Lord. And he also does not respond in love. Because when this happens, he breaks the eighth commandment. He assumes the worst of the king of Syria and says, this man is seeking a quarrel with me. When instead he could have said, this could be an opportunity for peace. This could be an opportunity for the Syrians to hear of the mercy and grace of God, to know his promises, and to see that Yahweh, the one true God, is Lord of all the earth, and that he has the power over our bodies. He is the creator of all things, and he has the power to heal not only Israelites, but also Syrians. And so Elisha has to step in, because the king of Israel is not responding in faith or love, and tells the king of Israel to send Naaman to him. And so Naaman goes. And Naaman also at first does not respond in faith when he is told to dip in the water and wash in the Jordan 7 times. He in fact turns away in a rage. He does not believe the words of God, and he actually has to have his servants call him to believe in the promises of God, to wash and to be clean. And he does so, and we see that his flesh is restored like the flesh of a little child. Perhaps those words for us can be a reminder of what Jesus says in the Gospels, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18, where he says, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Naaman, the king of Israel, should have believed like this child, this little girl, that the Lord has the power to heal, and believe that he wants his love and his mercy to be bestowed even on his enemies. To believe like a child here, the kind of child at least that Jesus describes in Matthew 18. The Lord wants us to live in faith toward him, believing his promises, and in love toward others. And we have seen the fullness of God's promises. Whereas that little girl in Israel had heard the promises of the Messiah, knew that there was a Messiah to come, we have known the Messiah who has come. And we have received his gifts in the forgiveness of sins. We can know, we can look at the cross and believe that our Lord does indeed love us, even when we are in difficult situations. Even when terrible things have happened to us, even if, God forbid, war should come upon our land and our lives could be completely changed like they were for this little girl, we can look to the cross even in those situations and believe that our Lord does indeed love us. He still cares for us, and he still desires to use us like he used that little girl, to tell others about the love and mercy of God in Jesus Christ, and to call them to believe in it, and to receive it, and to be washed and be clean, and to be like little children, believing and dependent on our Lord for his mercy and grace. Mercy and grace found only in Christ Jesus, the one who lived in perfect faith and in perfect love toward us. The one who, even when he was being nailed to a cross, says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." This Lord washes us in his blood and raises us to a new life. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
us pray. Almighty God, you show mercy to your people in all their troubles. Grant us always to recognize your goodness, give thanks for your compassion, and praise your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O God, we beseech thee to maintain thy church in truth and patience, that her ministers may be faithful, her people loyal, her watchmen vigilant, her camp united, her weapons heavenly, and her warfare spiritual. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Direct our days and our deeds in his peace.